Well, television's mid-season is upon us, and with it, a whole bunch of new shows. Traditionally, networks would debut their most experimental concepts in March and April, but now it seems this period has become nearly as competitive as the fall season. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to talk about the new offerings. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Well, let's talk about some of them. Both ABC and NBC have spy dramas. ABC's Whiskey Cavalier focuses on a budding partnership between an FBI and a CIA agent. Let's take a listen.
I want to thank you for stopping a grievous threat to our great country. Of course, officially, none of it ever occurred.
I'm sorry, are you saying you're just going to sweep all this under the rug?
That's not what he said. You need to listen more.
Don't tell me what I need to do.
We're not sweeping it under the rug.
See?
I have a new assignment for you.
Meanwhile, NBC's The Enemy Within is about a convicted traitor who's re-enlisted by the government to try to root out a conspiracy.
These are highly trained, deadly operatives in every city and every state, hiding in plain sight as teachers, engineers, husbands and wives, ticking time bombs. This is not random. This is a coordinated effort.
Eric, both these shows focus on intelligence agencies, though Whiskey Cavalier sounds a lot more lighthearted than The Enemy Within. Tell us about these shows.
So Whiskey Cavalier was pretty anticipated, actually. It's a series featuring Lauren Cohan, who people might remember from The Walking Dead. And it also features Scott Foley, who was on Scandal. And they play these two sort of operatives who are pitted against each other. They have this rivalry, but of course there's this will they, won't they chemistry, you know? and it's lighthearted. And Lauren Cohan's character is way better than Scott Foley's character. Hmm. The Enemy Within is a much more serious show featuring Jennifer Carpenter. People may remember her from the series Dexter. She played his sister. And now she plays this woman who is a trusted leader in the CIA who winds up working for the other side, betraying her comrades. But there's more to the story. Mm. And Morris Chestnut plays a straight-laced official who has to bring her in to help solve an important case. So both of these are attempts to kind of bring an espionage thriller to network television. I think in both cases, they're not quite as clever and as complex as they think they are. So these shows are trying hard, but I think there's a reason why we're seeing them debut at this time of the year.
In the mid-seasons, yeah. Finally, Fox is taking another stab at game shows. They're premiering a new one called Mental Samurai. It's hosted by Rob Lowe, and as I understand it, has contestants answer questions while being flung about by a giant rotating capsule. How does this one add up for you, Eric?
Yeah, you know, when you think of Mensa candidates, you think of Rob Lowe. No, no, I'm just kidding. This show features people who have to answer a set of questions within 5 minutes, and they just happen to be seated inside a globe that whips around this huge studio.
Oh, my God.
And so they answer one question in front of a screen, and they get whipped around to the other one. And so it's an attempt to sort of disorient them while also asking them questions that seem simple in their face but might actually require a little more thought. Hmm. It's amusement park ride meets TV game show. Wow. It hasn't debuted yet, so I'm not sure if it's any good, but it does. I'm not placing any bets.
Wow. That sounds bizarre. Another one that is bizarre but is an undisputed hit so far, Fox is The Masked Singer, a competition show where elaborately disguised contestants, people dressed up as rabbits or birds and such, perform in front of judges who try to guess their identity. Let's hear the final number of the season winner. Yeah, for listeners, that's being sung by a furry one-eyed monster on a neon stage. Eric, how did The Masked Singer become such a big hit?
Oh, I don't know. Did someone slip something into the water for, you know, millions of viewers? I don't know. I just think it's that idea that it's something so unusual that it breaks through the clutter. Mm. So to have a show that's so distinctly unique based on a concept from overseas, I think it just struck a chord with people. Mm. You know, it does remind me a little bit of some of the TV shows they show in these dystopian movies like RoboCop when people have kind of given up on pop culture. So I'm not sure that it's a great sign that The Masked Singer is a huge hit, but I'm sure we're going to see more attempts to tap into whatever this thing is tapping into.
Yeah, it kind of feels like if The Gong Show and RoboCop had a baby in Korea or something, it might look like The Masked Singer.
It might be The Masked Singer followed by Mental Samurai.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, who, as far as we know, is not dressed up in a furry costume singing right now. Thank you for joining us.
You don't know that.
Well, you could
this
be. It's
how
true.
We
this
do
is
it.
How we do it.
This is how I do it. Anyway.
Thanks, Eric.
Always a pleasure.